It is Review Extra. It is Dan Morgan hosting with Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to review, in an extra sense, both Champions League semi-finals, firstly between Inter and Barcelona and PSG and Arsenal, but we'll start at the San Siro. Sean, not many changes from both compared to the first leg. I think there's just one at right back for Barcelona. Inter's 5-3-2 at home compared to away was always something to keep an eye on in this game. Didn't look like there was particularly a great change in how they set up and in terms of shape and where they put their lines on the pitch. But I think the thing to take from this that I wanted to come to a bit later, but I just have to get it now because it's just in my mind, is the chance creation for both sides, and particularly, you know, the outnumbering in attacking senses for both sides is just really, really odd. Given the nature of level of this particular game and competition, but also, you know, I guess the archetypal Italian side that Inter are, that you would maybe expect them to be in that shape. The quality of chances being given up and created in this game are crazy. And I just wonder where you think from a starting base that's come from.
I mean, styles make fights, don't they? And basically with Inter, you've got a team that aren't really that good in an attacking sense, necessarily. That's not really what they're about, as you said. So Barcelona are pretty crazy to an extent. You know, they generally like to play the midfielders very, very high. You've got the three up top, dynamic wide men, very, very high line, very, very high press. And therefore, especially for Inter, there's just an enormous carrot dangling. You know, Neil and I sort of went through it on the trends last week in terms of Barcelona defensively aren't the best at stopping counterattacks. They're not the best at defending set pieces. And you can create good chances against them because if you can break that offside trap, you can get in behind them. And the thing that Simeone Inzaghi has is, one, he's an exceptional coach. As Neil said last week, he's also got the tape, which is hugely beneficial when you're able to prepare for that. And what he also has is two very willing wing-backs, outrageous pace in the case of Dumfries. And then you've also got Barella,